Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
You pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration in all of our hearts and thoughts this day be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is the seventh Sunday in our summer series of A Life Worth Living, part of the Alpha program. Many of you, part of the Sunday school programs and other small groups, are working through this program. This is number seven, and today we're working on A New Ambition, which is an interesting title. What ambition are we talking about? What are we headed for? What is the prize, the goal set before us, according to the Apostle Paul? Because we are working through the letter that Paul wrote to the Philippians while he was in prison in Ephesus, this church in northern Macedonia, the northern part of Greece, a congregation that he loved dearly, that he cherished them very much because they appreciated and loved him too, and they corresponded often. It's obvious in the letter that they were fond of one another, had incredibly deep mutual respect. This was a place that brought Paul great joy. It was also a place that was going through a bit of a turmoil, and so this letter was written in order for them to keep the main thing, to keep focused on the goal of who they are and whose they are. Now, we're about 12 days now to the start of the Summer Olympics in London. And so, yes, this sermon does have a sports theme, because Paul was a sports fan. It's obvious in his letters there are many allusions to athletics. There's no evidence to this, but it would be quite possible that Paul had attended an Olympic game. At least he was very familiar with the athleticism of his day, the runners and the boxers. He uses illustrations throughout his letters related to athletics as an analogy for perseverance in faith. In his letter to the Corinthians, he says this: "Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it." He goes on to say, "Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable garland, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as though beating air, but I punish my body and enslave it so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified." This morning I want to talk about Eric Henry Little. Some of you may be familiar with that name. He was known as the Flying Scotsman. He was born, as it says, in 1902. His parents were missionaries to China. He was born in China, and then at the age of four, returned to Scotland, where he became renowned as an incredible athlete, both in his running ability and in rugby and other endeavors. His story is told in the 1981 film Chariots of Fire.
Get set.
Get up.
Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on!
You take good care of this lad of yours, Mr. McGrath. Because if you drop him, you'll never find another one like this. It's not the prettiest quarter I've ever seen, Mr. Little. Certainly the bravest. Get him up.
Come on,
gently.
That's it. Kick your arm around.
Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on. Make it my own because Jesus Christ has made me his own. That's a true depiction of an actual event that took place in his life. He was knocked out of the race and went on to win it. It was known as a pretty ugly form in his racing. His flailed his hands and gasping for air. And others said, well, he may look ugly, but he wins the race. In the Olympics in 1924, he was destined to win the 100 meter. That was his race. He was a sprinter. He was fast in the sprint. And he could, he was destined to bring back the gold medal for Britain in 1924. But months before the Olympics, when the schedule came out to when these events would take place, it was discovered that the 100-meter race was going to be held on Sunday. Eric Little had a deep conviction that he would not compromise. And so he refused to run his race, the race he was destined to win because it was on a Sunday. Why?
The Olympic Games, maybe?
Eric, you can praise the Lord by peeling a spot if you peel it to perfection. Don't compromise. Compromise is a language of the devil. Run in God's name and let the world stand back in wonder.
Came to see a race today. See someone win. Happened to be me. But I want you to do more than just watch a race. I want you to take part in it. I want to compare faith to running in a race. It's hard. It requires concentration of will, energy of soul. You experience elation when the winner breaks the tape, especially if you've got a bet on it. But how long does that last? You go home. Maybe your dinner's burnt. Maybe you haven't got a job. So who am I to say believe, have faith in the face of life's realities? I would like to give you something more permanent, but I can only point the way. I have no formula for winning the race. Everyone runs in her own way, or his own way. Then where does the power come from to see the race to its end? From within. Jesus said, "Behold, the kingdom of God is within you." If with all your hearts you truly seek me, you shall ever surely find me. If you commit yourself to the love of Christ, and that is how you run a straight race.
Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind, Paul says, and straining forward to what lies ahead. He did not run the 100 meters because it was on a Sunday, and so he was destined to run the 400 meters. This was a race that he was not even considered. He was just one of the of those that were participated in the race. He was part of the heat, but he was not anywhere close to being considered being able to win it. He was a sprinter. He was not a long-distance runner. But he was included in this particular race, the 400 meters, in 1924.
The final 400 meters. Taylor, États-Unis.
Good luck. Don't expect I'll see you till after the race. What's the deal with this guy Little, coach? He a problem?
No problem. He's a flyer. He's had two races today already. He'll die. Just swing along, you guys, and wait. After 300 meters, rigor mortis sets in. You'll pull him in on a rope.
Johnson, Canada, number 400.
Good luck, Taylor. Watch out for a Little. Coach says no problem. He's got something to prove, something personal. Something guys like Coach will never understand in a million years.
USA! 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 USA!
Jimmy!
USA!
Says in the old book, he that honors me, I will honor. Good luck, Jackson Schultz. Where does the power come from to see the race to its end from within? I believe God made me for a purpose. But he also made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure.
I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. 2 years after these Olympics, Eric Little responded to the call in his life and returned to China as a missionary. When World War II came, he was placed in an internment camp by the Japanese. It was said that while he was in this camp, those who witnessed him, that he was a man of incredible perseverance and a joyful faith, and that he worked with the children, and he worked with the elderly and the invalid, and he was always cheerful and always full of life, until malnutrition, overwork, and an inoperable brain tumor caused his death in the camp in his mid-40s. But he had fought the good fight. He had finished the race. He had kept the faith. Now, this is a beautiful and grand story of an incredible, wonderful man of faith, man of God. And we can look at his life, and we can read it, and we can experience it in movies, and say this is a wonderful inspiration of a man that we all wish we could be like. But we're not, are we? But we're all running the race. And sometimes the race gets difficult, and sometimes the race gets cruel. Let me take you to 68 years later, Barcelona, Spain, 1992, another race. 400 meters, the same race, with a British runner.
Thank you.
press on to the goal of the upward call in Christ Jesus. We're all in the race. Fortunately, we're not running the race alone. We have each other and the love of God running with us. With that combination, we will all finish the race. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.